morning, good afternoon, good evening, and thank you for tuning into this episode of Atlantic Business Spotlight. This is your hostess, Kathleen Sutherland, on behalf of kcsutherland.com. I'm very happy to be hanging out this morning with my friend and fellow woman in business, Melissa Hebert of Willow Tree Productivity, a productivity ninja. This is not a title she's given herself, but a title that has been given to her, and I'm looking forward to exploring the idea of productivity and what it means for us in our personal and professional lives. Melissa, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me, Kathleen.
Can you tell us a bit about Willow Tree Productivity? What is the Willow Tree?
So, yeah, Willow Tree is interesting. Willow Tree is my favorite tree. And the reason it's my favorite tree is what it represents, which is flexibility, nurturing, and support. And that's very much speaks to the person that I am. And when I first started looking at creating my business, I was looking at different business names, and I always came back to the Willow Tree.
So the themes of flexibility, nurturance, and support, can you tell us a bit about what it is you offer and how these themes play out in what you do?
So I put a lot of emphasis, or what's important to me is being able to work with a client one-on-one and offer them what they need, where they're at, and everyone has different needs. So it's not a one solution fits all kind of thing. I design and customize my client's plan to support where they're at. Some people are very much the do-it-yourselfers, so they just need some coaching, help figuring out what they want and how they're going to get to that. Some people need more assistance. They need help writing their plan, the step-by-step action, so that when they walk away from our sessions, they know exactly what to do. And some people need help implementing it. They need the accountability.
So we heard a little bit about the Willow Tree, and now I'm curious, what is the productivity ninja? How does this idea tie in with the services that you offer in terms of helping people to establish strategic plans for their businesses and lives?
So productivity is something that exists within me and something that I do very easily. So I have worked very hard all my life, and I've come to this new definition of what is productivity. And a lot of people think it's working really, really hard and making a lot of money. It's not that. It's not what it's about. That's not the end goal. Productivity is about knowing exactly what you want and taking effective actions towards that. Be it personal or professional, a goal is a goal. And if you are using your time in the right way and doing the right actions and moving forward and progressing towards that goal, that is what productivity is. So those people who are busy, 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 and not moving forward, that's not productivity. That is a whole lot of busy work.
What would you say is the relationship that most of your clients have with goals? And I'm curious because goal setting is such a hot topic in, you know, personal development, business development, and leadership teachings. Like, it all comes back to goal setting. It's something we hear about all the time. So I'm curious, what does it look like when you're having these conversations with business owners and others when they're talking about what they want? Do you find that most people have that clarity, or is it something that we need assistance to figure out?
Most people have an idea of what they want. They usually have too many goals and or unclear goals. And when you don't have that focus, it's very hard to do the right thing. So you end up doing a lot of busy work. So working, you know, smarter, not harder, you need to know which actions you you need to take, and you can't know what actions to take when you don't have that goal clearly defined. So the importance of defining the goal, and a lot of people don't understand the importance of that. So that's kind of the first step, is understanding why it's important, and then having that clear goal to then make an action plan.
So what is the difference between someone who has too many goals and someone who isn't clear about any goals, for example? What does it look like in their lives, and how you work with that person?
So the people who has too many goals are usually doing a lot of actions and not seeing progress. So the first action that we would do is look at all the different goals, see which ones are realistic, which ones are really supporting where they want to be, like their big picture plan, and what's going to give them the biggest return on investment. So return on investment, I'm talking about time, money, and effort. So to clarify that, and then move from there so that they are laser focused on where they're heading. When they have unclear goals, there's a lot of procrastination.
Which is kind of funny, because what are you procrastinating if the goal isn't even there?
Yeah, so they don't even know what to do. They're very unclear, so they're not even, like, they're waking up and they're like, oh my God, I don't know what to do first. And you don't know what to do because you don't know what the goal is. So how can you figure out what to do when there's no clear target? So it's important. And even if they have, you know, somewhat of an idea, they're just kind of shooting all over the place and hoping that they hit a target somewhere. And they won't even know if they've hit the target. So in what direction do you shoot your arrow? They get stuck and they can't even make up their mind.
And then it becomes difficult to measure the results and the returns on those activities.
Absolutely. So then it's about getting clearer on that goal. So seeing what is the motivation behind the goal, what's the end result, why they want to do this, what's the benefit to them, and to clarify that image. So my first question is, you know, what are your biggest challenges? That gives me a lot of clarity as to what is lacking from the plan, from either the vision or the plan. From there, once the vision is clear and I understand where you're going, I ask questions to map out how you're going to get there. I want you to leave with a step-by-step play, so that there's no question. You don't have to think, you don't have to procrastinate, you don't have to doubt or question yourself. You know exactly what steps to take next.
And when you talk about planning, what does it actually look like to create a strategic plan for someone's personal or professional life? Are we talking like what systems, education, like how do you go about defining what the plan will consist of?
Well, every plan looks a little bit differently. So we start by mapping out the sections, you know, the subsections, the tasks, the subtasks. So we create a map. We start big, and then we go into the smaller parts until every task or subtask is an actionable task, not an idea. So it needs to be small steps that you can take today.
Something we can actually do.
Absolutely. If we, as we're making the plan, we'll be looking at, you know, what resources are you lacking? What do you need? What could possibly go wrong? And how do we prevent that? So that's going to give us some clarity as to maybe some training that you need, maybe systems that you need to put in place. And from there, if that's something that I can bring forward, if you need to set up an actual operating system, a CRM, you know, we'll look at doing that together.
Melissa, how does one get involved in this line of work? What is it about you and your life experience that has led you to become a productivity master?
I've pondered this a long time, and it seems to be something that's part of me, that partially taught to me by my dad because he's a planner, and something that I naturally did. So my first job, I worked at a takeout, and I was, you know, 13, 14, and I went in there, and it took me probably a month in to realize, you know, where the holes were in their process. And I really dislike hearing that people were waiting for their food or dissatisfied in any way. So I started rearranging the kitchen. That was my first thing. I started, you know, moving things around so that things would be easier. You know, what do you need when you're working in that station? So then I created all these different stations. Then I started to figure out who liked to do what and what they were better at doing. Mm-hmm. So I assigned roles and what that would, you know, okay, so if you're taking care of the fryers, here's what you're responsible for. And who's responsible for plating and who's responsible for the burgers. And everyone, you know, started their day with a very clear picture of what their roles and responsibilities were going to be and making sure everything flowed so that we could deliver faster and a better quality and of service.
I have to ask, how did people respond? How did your coworkers and your employer respond to this from you at age 13? I mean, obviously it worked.
Yeah. Well, you know, no kickback, no big responses. People just kind of fell in line. And I wasn't like a dictator or anything like that. I just made the suggestions. I asked them, like, would you want to do this role today? Do you want to take care of that so that, you know, I can take care of this? And I gave them the option. So everyone chose and agreed to do those roles. I never imposed on anyone. So I guess... very well received.
So obviously some strong leadership qualities and the ability to analyze a system and, as you said, find the holes. So what if we fast forward from there? What did you do after, later in life, your career?
So I went into studying to be a paralegal, and I did that for 10 years. And in a law office, there is no room for procrastination. There's no room for wasting time because you always have a workload that is more than the time that you have. A lot of deadlines, a lot of things that need to happen. So, you know, right away I excelled because I understood how to line things up. I understood how to plan out my day, plan out my week, and prepare my files so that when the deadlines rolled around, it was easy to, you know, it was like dropping them like dominoes. So I would spend my whole week lining up all my real estate transactions. And on Friday, it was just like, tick, they would all close and fall.
Like dominoes.
Like dominoes. Line them up and make them fall. So I was able to achieve a lot by planning. So the number of real estate transactions I would close in a week was more than what I would have even anticipated being able to do. But because I was planning ahead and lining everything up, Fridays were actually very easy. They were not a time for planning. They were not time to do these little things. I just focused on making those dominoes fall with everything that I had pre-planned.
At what point did you realize that this was a skill set that not everyone else has? Or was that immediately evident, like back in the takeout? You know, at what point did you realize that you have something figured out that a lot of us struggle with?
When I had my first assistant, we had an administrative assistant come into the law office, and, you know, I handed over things, and I quickly realized that there was some thought processes that weren't part of her normal thinking. So I had to teach her how to think strategically. So that was my first inkling that this is not normal. After that, I went into organizing and planning events. So I was an office manager and helped my team to put on events. And again, it was a lot of figuring out, making things flow, making sure all the communications information were passed along, and you know, finding those holes and making, creating solutions so that we could grow and expand. And I had a lot of fun doing that. And basically every place that I've worked and every business that I worked in, because I was making everything flow better and creating structures, it allowed the businesses to grow and flourish. So when I took inventory of my whole career, that was the one thing that that was common to all the different things that I tried out, was that I was really good at creating goals, clarifying the plan, taking action, and making sure that everyone on my team was supported with what they needed.
So since you've been working, you know, in the law office and then in the events industry and now offering your own programs and one-on-one services, what would you say is the biggest challenge that most people have in terms of organization and personal and professional productivity? What do you hear the most often?
I'm too busy.
Okay.
I'm too busy. So it's a lack of understanding how to invest their time and prioritize. Again, coming back to having too many goals or unclear goals. Having a big vision, not knowing how to get there. And that there's very much, you know, you have visionaries and then you have implementers. That's a real thing. You have a CEO that has the vision, then you have your COO that makes it happen, that understands the operations and understands the little. So I very much enjoy with working with people who have the vision. You know, they bring forward, they have lots of motivation and passion for bringing that vision to life. And then I can bring in the technicalities and the details and the structure to that.
And how do you deliver your services in your business in Willow Tree? What's available for us if we're looking for a greater experience of productivity in our life?
Absolutely. I do the one-on-ones. When I sit down with you, I will do, first off, we'll do a discovery meeting where I'll get a better sense of what you need. And we'll do a combination of coaching, consulting, and training, depending on where you're at. And my second offering is I facilitate masterminds. And that's one of my favorite things to do. And the beauty of that is that you're not only accessing my information and my brain power, but you're accessing group mind power. So you get help from everyone in the group and you get to participate and help others. So it's very fulfilling, and you get that structure of accountability over a period of time. It's a community of people coming together and supporting each other. It's a very intimate experience. And it's the results that I've seen from the mastermind have been absolutely incredible. Definitely my preferred way of going about it. And what happens is we have a lot of access to information. We're kind of flooded with information. The free information is out there on the internet. There's lots of trainings and programs online. So the access to information is not the problem. The problem is actually understanding what it looks like in your life, how you can apply it, and having the accountability to do so. And that's what the mastermind offers, is you get to talk about all these ideas and concepts and information and process and discuss and get feedback on how you can actually implement it in your life.
And it's amazing, as someone who's been part of group learning programs before and hosts some myself, the amount that can be learned through watching others exploring the same and applying the same concepts in very different circumstances. I think there's a lot to be said about the group learning dynamic that allows us to really, where we don't think there's relationships and connections, there always is.
Absolutely. And the personal growth you get from participating in a group, you build your confidence, you build your self-worth, you build your self-trust as well. The self-worth, you're investing in others, you're getting to help others, mentoring, so you get to see that you have value to contribute. And then your self-trust, by sharing these ideas that you have and then getting feedback from the group and seeing that you can trust your intuition.
And also having the outside support and accountability, because I feel that something I've seen over and over and over again in my own career is business owners who lack any discernible support system for them to accomplish, whether it's running their business and the many, many variety of tasks. And the fact is, we don't have the skill sets in all areas. You know, like you say, some of us are very good over here, not so good over here. But as entrepreneurs and business owners, I think that a lot of times we try and do it all ourselves. So what would you say the support that you're able to offer through the group, like, what is the value of having support as a business owner?
We get stuck in the day-to-day operations of our business. We get stuck in the working in the business versus working on the business, the stuff that actually moves the business forward, the high payoff activities. So when you participate in a group like that, it keeps you accountable, it keeps you on track, it keeps you focused on the long term, on the vision, and on moving your business forward. So it kind of snaps you out of the autopilot and responding to everyday situations to actually planning ahead and taking proactive steps towards your success. So you become empowered and taking responsibility for your business versus like almost like being the victim, right? All these things are happening and you're reacting to them, and then you're going to bed exhausted and you wake up and you do exactly the same thing, dealing with emails, dealing with clients, dealing with the firefighting, the everyday stuff.
So the support comes in being able to mitigate all of these many distractions and obligations that we have in order to run our businesses, with like keeping that clear and strong vision of where we're going and having a plan to get there. So Melissa, I'm curious, the Productivity Ninja moniker, where does that come from?
Well, that's a title, I guess, that I've been given. Definitely not a self-imposed one. Clients. I started having clients tell me, oh, you're my productivity ninja. And people introducing me to other people as, hey, meet Melissa. She's the productivity ninja. And I was so surprised, and it kept happening. And there was a week where it happened 4 times. So it kept coming up for me, and I finally just surrendered to it.
How did you feel when it started happening? Aside from surprise, like, what was your reaction response to this sort of title that was being given to you? Was it something that you felt you could own immediately? Is it something you've grown into?
I think it put me in a position of an expert, which is a little bit intimidating, but at the same time, I definitely embodied productivity, so it was pretty easy to step into because that's what I was doing.
So what are your personal favorite tools for your own productivity in your life and in your business? I know you're a big fan of the to-do list.
Absolutely. But there's different to-do lists. So, you know, it's important to have a master to-do. So you have your plan for your goals, which is kind of like your master list for everything that you need to do. There needs to exist a different list for your day. So when you start your day, actually plan out how you're going to use your time. So the first things that you can put in your day is your commitments, your personal and professional commitments. So your personal commitments can look like your daily routine. So do you do yoga in the morning? What does your morning routine look like and how much time? So you want to make sure to block off time for that, then block off time for all your commitments, your appointments, things that you've already committed to other people. Then you see what you're left with. Once you see how much time is left in your day, then you can choose from your master list the to-dos that one need to be done that day and that you have time to do that day. So one of the issues that most people have is they put too many to-dos on their daily list and they feel overwhelmed, and then they feel really bad at the end of the day because they haven't achieved what they had set out to achieve. So if you're being realistic, sometimes it's one to-do. Maybe there's two or three that you're going to be done that day. Maybe you can do five. So it depends on the day. Making that plan in the beginning of the day and making sure that you're not overwhelming yourself at the end of the day, being able to tick off all those things and seeing your accomplishments is a really, really motivating thing to move you forward, to propel you forward, to keep taking the right actions.
I think that's one of the things that makes the to-do list work, not in a functional level. It performs what it needs to there, but on an emotional level, you know, just ticking those boxes and acknowledging and seeing on paper, you know, I did this. I wanted to do this, or the things we need to do, and then it's done. And there's kind of that moment.
Absolutely. And that's a biological response that you get. It's a hit of dopamine that you get from ticking something off your list. So, you know, it feels good. It feels very good. So why not take advantage of that?
And ultimately, isn't that why we have goals in the first place? If we really kind of break it down, we want certain things because we believe that we will feel better when we have them.
Well, goals, everything that we want them for a reason, to feel good, because it's need satisfying. So that goes back to understanding the why and the benefits of achieving the goal. So making sure it's the right goals, it's going to be satisfying your needs.
So essentially, through your work in helping people to master productivity, you're also helping them to feel good about the things that they're doing on a daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly basis. And I'm sure, you know, as time goes by, having that record of our accomplishments would be a great boost for confidence, you know? So often things only exist in our minds. And although we experience them when they're happening, it's hard to go back and track and measure those experiences and the manifestations. But when it's written, organized, and then you have the experience of looking back and reviewing the plan and seeing how you did it, and of course how it changed, because plans always do change.
Yes, strategic plans, you need to review and be flexible with them. So there's, you know, you have a vision, you plan it out, but you have to be flexible as well. And building in on what you just said, I would send anyone that's listening a challenge. If you already have your vision board, that's great. That's an important part of moving forward and clarifying what you want. I would challenge people to create an accomplishment board.
Oh, that's one I haven't heard before.
Yeah. And that makes you feel good. That builds your confidence. It
that could even make you feel better because it's something that's already happened instead of some dream that we have.
Absolutely. It's proving to yourself that you are competent and you are able to do and to act and to go for the things that you want. Because here's a list of all, you know, a vision of everything that you've accomplished so far. And that's doubt. You know, that's addressing the doubt that we have. We go through life, we forget about everything that we've accomplished, and then we're in fear of, oh my God, am I able to do this? Do I have the competence to do it? Am I knowledgeable enough? And oftentimes we are, these doubts are unfounded. And when you have a board that you can look at all your accomplishments, that takes away the doubt, that takes away procrastination.
I think that's a fascinating idea, totally new to me, and it's something that I could see myself doing and benefiting from, because something I've been going through lately is reviewing sort of the last decade as I'm structuring my new business to try and look at all the things I've done and see what are the themes, like what are the links that connect all these things, because I've come to realize that whatever those themes are, they're going to directly impact how I operate in my business based on my strengths, my abilities, and like you said, our accomplishments. So I really like that. That's awesome. And I think that's a great challenge.
And looking back at the beginning of our conversation, or thinking back at it, I talked about how I did a review of everything that I did really well to make my plan moving forward. What kind of business am I building and what can I offer? Well, it was easy when I took inventory of my past.
Right.
So all my big accomplishments gave me a clear vision for my future.
And that's so essential to any of us who are wanting to create a business. The vision must be clear. And of course, like you said, we have to be flexible because it will change and evolve as we take the steps. But I think I tend to agree with you. Having the goals, having the vision, and being able to really clearly understand why we're doing what we're doing can only be of a massive benefit in every area of our life. So Melissa, I think this has been a wonderful conversation. I want to thank you again for joining me and speaking with me. Now, if we want to learn more about what you offer or experience one of your mastermind programs or perhaps some one-on-one consulting to become less busy and more productive, how can we reach you? Where is the best place to find out more?
So you can access or find me on my website at willowtreepro.com. That's willowtreepro.com. What I do is I offer free discovery calls. So if you're just interested in learning more about the mastermind, which one would be the right fit for you, or if you want to explore more one-on-one, you know, it's a free 30 minutes of time with me to talk about you and to see how we could work together and how that would impact your life.
All right, so for a free discovery call and more information about upcoming Productivity Mastermind training, please visit willowtreepro.com. I hope you have enjoyed this episode of Atlantic Business Spotlight. I know I have learned a thing or two about how to be more productive. Now, if you have a need for small business marketing assistance, please check out my website at kcsutherland.com. I assist small business owners in finding the perfect brand message and voice, along with a superior marketing strategy, in order to help them accomplish and surpass their business development goals. Thank you for tuning in and wish you a very happy day. Until next time.